The embassies of the United States, United Kingdom and Norway in South Sudan have condemned the attack in which Noni Ding, Deputy Chief Administrator for Abyei Administrative Area, was killed. The embassies of the Troika countries are calling for an end to violence and an investigation into Ding's death. Daisy Dix with the U.S. Embassy read the embassy's statement.
The embassies of Norway, the United Kingdom, and the United States condemn the latest attack in the Abyei administrative area in which Deputy Administrator Noon Den Niak and several of his colleagues were killed on Sunday, December 31, 2023.
Ding, four of his bodyguards, and their driver were shot and killed in a road ambush Sunday in Rumamir County. It is not clear who the attackers were or what their motive was. The Abyei official was traveling to an event to celebrate the new year with the Rumamir County Commissioner when his car was ambushed.
The use of violence as a tool for political or economic competition perpetuates a dangerous cycle and must be universally rejected by all South Sudanese leaders. This attack and all other incidents of violence should be investigated and perpetrators held accountable.
South Sudan's government spokesperson and Minister of Information, Michael Makwe, says the incident is being investigated.
We are conducting our investigation and it is not their duty to interfere on individual offenses committed by individuals. The investigation is being done under the normal investigative criminal cases. It is investigated by the police and the attorney general.
The spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, Major General Daniel Justin, says the police are probing the attack and hope to bring the attackers to justice soon.
From our side as a police, we have started investigating, gathering more information about how the incident has happened and all the associated issues. Our police are doing their best to arrest the suspects, but it needs a lot of work in terms of gathering information and all this. That is why we are not talking much about it. We are just doing our work.
He says although the situation remains calm in the area, security forces have been deployed to prevent revenge attacks, which could set up escalation of violence. Deadly violence has plagued the Abyei administrative area in recent years because of a dispute between neighboring Ngok Dinka and Twitch Dinka communities in Warabi State and Abyei administrative area over boundaries. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.